Today we're going to learn about the bracha to shevet God. It's one pasuk. It's a tongue twister that we all know. God gedud yigudenu v'hu yagud akev. You know it backwards and forwards from saying it so many times. A little bit about shevet God. The name God itself. How did the name God come into the world? We know that God was a son of Zilpah, which was Shifchas Leah. And after Leah had Yehuda, she stopped having children. She gave her Shifcha to Yaakov. And they had a baby. And the Pasuk says in Perek Lamed Pasuk Yud Aleph of Bereishis, Vatoymer Leah Bogod, Vatikra Shmoy God. What does Bogod mean? Rashi brings down two Pirushim. One Pirush is Ba Mazel Tov, that God is connected to Mazel Tov, and according to another Pshat in Rashi, it's from the word Godu Ilono, which means that God was born already having a bris. The Eibishter was the one that gave God his bris, Noilad Mohol, like Moshe Rabbeinu, and the word God is from the word chopping. He came into the world chopped, he came into the world cut, he came into the world having a bris. And that was Shevet God. Now we know the specialty of God, that they were strong soldiers, and that's the literal taich of the bracha, that the soldiers of God, we know Reuven God, Chatzi Shevet Menashe, they stayed in Eiver HaYarden. And as the Mefarshim explained, why did they want to stay in Eiver HaYarden? So the simple taich is because they wanted more land for their flock, for their cattle, etc. But the Mefarshim explained that they wanted to be near Moshe Rabbeinu. They knew that Moshe Rabbeinu was in Eiver HaYarden, so they did not want to leave Moshe Rabbeinu alone. So they wanted to stay with him in Eiver HaYarden. And Moshe Rabbeinu got nervous. He thought that they did not want to go into Eretz Yisrael. So they said, no, we will chalutzim tavru lufnei acheichem b'mochama. They will be the chalutzim. They will be the ones leading the charge, the pioneers, the ones that will go in to conquer. And Yaakov Avinu was giving a bracha to the legions, to the soldiers, to the groups of God that are going into Melchama, that they should go in peace, Vu Yagud Akev, and they should be able to come back in peace, even though they were the Chalutzim, even though they were the pioneers of war, they should come back Sholem, they should come back complete, they should come back in peace. That's the simple taich of this one Pasuk Bracha. However, the Mefarshim take it to a whole new level. And you have to understand that, according to some Midrashim, Eliyahu HaNavi was from Shevet God. That there is a machlokes in the Medrash, whether it's Shevet Binyamin or Shevet God, was his mother from one Shevet or his father. There's no shaila that either from his father or from his mother, Eliyahu HaNavi, the Mevaser HaGeula, was from Shevet God. And once you understand that, there is a lot about this pasuk which can be connected to Eliyahu HaNavi. The most simple taich is Vuhu Yagud Akev. Akev literally means the heel, that they will return home. But we know that we are also the Ikvisa de Mashiach. The generation before Mashiach is called the Ikvisa, the heel. Because you compare Adam Rishon, the beginning of creation, and you take the whole body, is the whole creation until Bias HaMashiach. So we are the heel, we're mamish at the end, we're mamish at that point, which is about to enter. Yomais HaMashiach Kipshutei Mamish. And therefore, Akev is not just a heel, it also is a period of time. Now, there's going to be someone that's Yogud Akev. Yogud from the word Magid, which means to speak. That Hashem is going to send somebody to talk. Akev, in the end of Golos, there's going to be a messenger. Who is that messenger? Obviously, Eliyahu HaNavi. Like the Pasuk in Malachi says, Hini shaleach lachem es Elio HaNavi, the right before Mashiach, the Eibishter is going to send Elio HaNavi. Yes, it's not very clear exactly when he will come, you know, exactly which tkufa, how much before, etc. Or like the Rebbe says in the famous Psuras HaGula, I think it's Ois Gimel, where the Rebbe says that Be'etzem, because Mashiach can come every day, so Elio HaNavi comes every day to be Mavasa the Geula for those that believe in Mashiach. They can hear the Psuras HaGula of Elio HaNavi, but right before Mashiach, in the time of Okev, there's going to be someone, Elio HaNavi, who Yogud, and he will teach, and he will speak, and he will give the message to Klal Yisrael, that Hine Yomim Boyim Nu Mashem, that the good days, the days of Mashiach, those days are coming. Now, there's another taich from the word Yogud, that it's talking about cutting. Now, what's the cutting all about? We know that Elio HaNavi, he had a letter cut from his name. It's actually brought down in Pshutei Shel Mikra. I challenge anyone to tell me where. Rashi, that we have find five times that Elio is spelled without a vav. And we have five times that whose name is spelled with an extra vav? Yaakov. And it says because Yaakov Avinu, he wanted to guarantee that Mashiach will come. So he took like a mashkin. He took something to hold on to. He took the vav of Elio HaNavi's name. So Elio HaNavi is the one that's chopped. He's the God. He's the one that's cut. Because the vav of his name was cut out by Yaakov Avinu, told on to until Mashiach comes, the five times of this vav to come to be Mevaser de Geula. But even more than that, it's brought down in Sefer HaPliyo that when Mashiach comes, there's going to be a malach whose name is Gadiel, which they say is Elio HaNavi, the one that comes from Shevet Gad, and he's going to cut Esav. We know that when Mashiach comes, Va'olu Mashiim Bar Tzion Lishpeit Es HaResav, we're going to conquer Seir. We're going to conquer Esav. Now, Esav has three letters to his name, Ayin, Sin, and Vav. The Vav of the Eibishter's name is what gives him Koyach. Because Ayin, Sin, is what? Ash, what is that? That's Tam, nothing. It's nothing. It goes, disappears. What gives Esav his Chayis is the fact that he's leeching on to this Vav. He's leeching on to this Kedusha part. So in order to conquer Esav, we have to separate the Vav from Esav. So Hashem is going to send the Malach Gadiel, the Malach from Shevet Gad, which is Elio HaNavi, who comes from Shevet Gad, God Gedud Yegudenu, he's going to cut. Who is he going to cut? He's going to cut Esav, the Vav, out of Esav's name, so that we can have the conquering of the Geula. And not just Esav, but all the Umay Sa'olam. The Panim Yafis brings down that the Elio HaNavi is not just going to bring a Chalishus in Esav, but a Chalishus in all the Umay Sa'olam, all the Sarais of the Umay Sa'olam, all the Malachim, all the people which are trying to stop the victory of Klal Yisrael, they're going to be cut down. So this Pasuk is not just referring to the physical soldiers of God, which are going to fight the war to get into Eretz Yisrael the first time, but it's also a bracha to Elio HaNavi that he should be matzliach in his Suras HaGula, Yogud Okev, and he should be matzliach in his Avoida Ruchnias of fighting with the Malachim, fighting with the Sarim, fighting with the ministers of the Umay Sa'olam. Now Elio HaNavi has many jobs, which is interesting. I want to bring out in the Dvar Malchus, there's a whole sicha about Elio HaNavi. Because there seems to be a machloikis in the Mishnayis and the other places. What will Elio HaNavi do? So what is it? A machloikis b'metzias? What will Elio HaNavi do? So the Rebbe explains, there's no question what Elio HaNavi is going to do. He's going to bring Sholem, he's going to be Mavasa the Geula, all these wonderful things. The question is only what he does as his position of Elio HaNavi. We do a lot of things. Someone is hired for a job. He is a teacher, but he also gets dressed, and he also ties his shoes, and he also washes the laundry, and he also eats. But those are things he does, but are not necessarily associated to his tafkid. The machlekes is not what Eliyahu HaNavi does. The machlekes is what he will do as his purpose. But the main thing is, God is also Gematria Zion, which Emir Tzah Hashem, the Dor HaShvi is the Dor of God, that in the Dor HaShvi we will see the Isgalos of Eliyahu HaNavi, the Isgalos of the Gula, and it should be taken from Yad Mam.